Everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am your host, Doug Hummer. Of course, I have with me my trusty sidekick, Eric.
Hello.
And we have with us match number two in round number two of the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament. We have with us, Rick is here.
What's up?
We also have one of the dirt sheet dudes, Boxman, is here.
Yep. How's it going?
And I believe Tim is here, right?
That's correct. That's
yep.
me.
Hi, Tim. Right.
Now, it was going to be a four-person matchup, but one of the guys dropped out like a half hour ago. So it's just going to be Boxman, Rick, and Tim. The person that dropped out will just have to do his at another time. But you know, he's a pussy anyway.
Yeah, we got him scared.
So, all right. So before we get started real quick, Boxman, Box, are you back on the air?
Yeah, I only took a week off. Just a week. I needed a week break.
Oh yeah, trust me. I know. I've been following with the story. But you want to plug the dudes?
Yeah, there's been a little turmoil, but it is still me and Smark. We are still on the air Wednesdays, Friday nights, right after wrestling. So around 10 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays and Fridays. Mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes.
All right, awesome. Make sure to give them a listen and give them a follow. They're good people. Or at least Boxman is anyway.
Yeah, just leave it there. Okay.
But all right. Also, listen to us every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday night will be another edition of our Fantasy Warfare. I think we're doing the women's title tournament. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm very tired right now. But I believe that is the plan. Tomorrow night at Eric, what time is the hard hit show tomorrow?
Oh, 6 o'clock.
All right, so 6 p.m. Eastern time on the same channel. We'll have the Hard Hit Show. It's going to be Eric Klineth and I. We will be recapping week four in the NFL and previewing week five. This Sunday on the Top Tier Podcast, we're not necessarily sure what we're doing yet, and the host of the show is outside, so he'll tell me later, I'm pretty sure. Also coming up on October 25th, we are going to have a very special episode. We're going to be counting down the top 10 greatest cartoons of all time. I have been getting lists from people. Tim, I actually still need to get a top five from
you.
Yes, at some point.
I know. I'll get back to you with that soon. Don't worry. I've been thinking about it.
All right. I know. It's a lot to think about. But
there's too many good ones to pick from.
I know. So we're going to be I've been getting top fives from people. I've already gotten 179 submissions so far. The goal is to get to 200. But it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of debating, probably a lot of screaming, a lot of yelling, you know, like our regular shows. listen for that coming up. And obviously we will be continuing with the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. All right, so now getting on to today's matchup. Again, five categories in each round. There's two rounds, and then we have a final Jeopardy at the end to where you guys will wager your points. I'll give you each a separate question, though. So, Tim, I definitely will not be fucking it up this time, or at least not in
intentional. Yeah. Hey, it's fine.
Yeah. Of course it's fine with you. You ended up winning. So, all right. Also, in round one, if you sweep a category, you get 500 bonus points. If you sweep a category in round two, you get 1,000 bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
So, little incentive there. It has been done before. As a matter of fact, it's been done 3 times. Well, twice by one person, once by another. All right. In round one, your categories are Spider-Man, Night Court, Pokemon, Married with Children, and Game Shows. All right, we will start it off with a flip of the coin between Boxman and Rick. Box, call in the air, heads or tails?
Heads.
All right. It is heads. All right. Now, between Rick and Boxman, Tim, call it in the air, heads or tails?
Tails.
All right. It is actually heads. So, Boxman, you get first crack.
All right. I'm going to go right to Night Court because I'm old and I remember that show for 100.
All right. Oh, yeah. And also, just in case anybody forgot, in round one, the points range from 100 to 500 points.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For 100 points, Boxman, what was Dan's real first name?
Reinhold.
That is correct for 100 points.
Again, I'm old, and I remember this show, and I love this show. But anyway, let's go for 200.
For 200?
Yep.
Which actress played public defender Christine Sullivan?
Markie Post.
That is correct for 200 points.
Hoo-hoo. Keep going.
All right, for 300 points now, Box. Which one of the characters had a puppet of themselves?
That would be Bull.
Correct for 300.
All right, let's keep going. This is why I wanted to go right to this category. Because I know nothing about Game of Thrones or Spider-Man, so just keep going.
Yeah. For 400 points, what was the first name of Harry's court clerk that started in season 2 and lasted till the end of the series?
Season 2, the clerk, that would be Mac Robinson.
That is correct for another 400 points.
Let's see if I can do it.
All right. What was the name of Mac's wife?
Sunyi.
Oh, Box.
It's not Sunyi, is it?
No.
Okay. It's close.
All right.
It's very close.
Yeah. All right. Tim, do you know?
Haven't got a clue, Doug. I'll be honest.
All right. Rick?
I have no idea. I'll guess it's like Neri. I don't know.
All right. Quan Lee.
Quan Lee. All right. I was close.
Right.
What are you going
to
do?
All
right.
Plenty of other opportunities to sweep categories.
Not in this first section for me. All right, let's try Married with Children for 100.
Okay. All right, for 100 points. What city was Married with Children set in?
Seriously? Illinois?
That's not Box,
that's the state.
That's because I have no fucking clue.
All right.
I don't have a clue. Chicago.
All right. Tim?
I'm going to say Chicago.
All right, Tim, you got it for 100.
There you go.
Thank you. I am getting the hell out of this category. Give me Pokemon. Pokemon for 100.
All right. Okay, for 100 points. What are two of Bulbasaur's four weaknesses?
Fire and flying are two of them.
Okay. Very good. For 100 points. The other two, for anybody keeping score, are psychic and ice.
All right. I'll go on to 200 then.
Did you say 200?
Yes, sir. Pokemon 200.
Okay. All right. I butchered this one's name the last time, but I'm going to pronounce it the same way anyway. How much does Raticate weigh?
Oh, boy. Do I get, like, a range I can get in? The 40 pounds. I don't know. I know it's heavy. All right. That's all I know.
It's close, but it's not the exact weight. So unfortunately, I cannot give it to you. Rick, do you know?
35 pounds?
Incorrect. Boxman, should I even ask?
39.
Okay. Incorrect. It was actually... Tim was close, but it was 40.8.
Oh, no. I should have known. I was just throwing out a number. I almost guessed 50. Oh, all right. That's fine. Is it still me then?
Yeah.
I'll go Pokemon for 3. And just so you know, that is how you pronounce that. You got that right, Raticate.
Oh, thank God. John corrected me last week. All right.
Oh, that's why, of course.
All right, what are Squirtle's two weaknesses?
That would be grass and electric.
That is correct for 300 points.
Okay, I'll go for 400.
Okay. According to the Pokédex, what are Jigglypuff's two abilities?
Jigglypuff... It gets cute charm and oh good lord, Doug. Insomnia.
Tim, I need an answer. I gotta start counting you down.
No, it's cute charm and insomnia. I don't know.
Alright. Incorrect. Well, one of them's correct.
Okay.
Rick, do you know?
I have no idea, no.
All right. Box?
Absolutely not.
All right. It's actually cute charm and competitive.
Really? Okay. I would not have known that, actually. Then I guess for 500. Let's see if I can make up for it.
What type of Pokemon is Diglett?
Diglett is a ground-type Pokemon.
That is correct for 500 points.
All right. I guess I'll go Spider-Man for 100 then.
All right, Spider-Man for 100. Oh, here we go. Okay. What is the name of Spider-Man's significant other that dies at the hands of Green Goblin?
It dies at the hands of Green Goblin. Because I'm between two. Would that be Gwen Stacy?
That is correct for 100.
Hey, all right. Spider-Man 200.
Okay. Who is the villain / anti-hero that Spider-Man has to team up with to fight Carnage?
just because you said anti here, I'm going to guess Venom.
And it's correct for 200 points.
All right, all right. Spider-Man 300.
Okay. Name all three actors that play Spider-Man in the movies.
Hang on. I'm suddenly blanking on their names. I can't do it.
Okay. Rick, you want to give it a go? You want to give it a go?
I'm confident on two of them. The third one, I'm not sure, but Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, and Zac Efron?
All right, two out of three ain't bad, but it's not going to get you any points.
And those were the two I knew.
All right, Fox?
No, I know one out of three, and that ain't going to get me shit either.
All right, so obviously none of you knew Andrew Garfield.
Oh, no.
I still don't know who he is.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
All right.
I think Spider-Man was like his only actual, the only famous role he's ever had.
No.
Well, that explains it then.
Very memorable, obviously.
I guess it's 300 next then, Spider-Man? Or no, 400. Yeah.
All right. Who is the successor to Peter Parker in the role of Spider-Man?
That would be Miles Morales.
That is correct for 400 points.
And 500 then.
Okay. Who is the actor that plays Rhino in The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
You got me there. Not a clue.
All right. Rick?
No idea.
Ox?
Actually, I believe that's Paul Giamatti.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing that online somewhere a long time ago. So there you go. I actually got one.
Yes.
You did.
I hate
it. All right. And Box, that also means you're back in control.
Oh, please. Let's go back to marrying the children, please.
All right. For 200 points, what is Al's occupation?
A shoe salesman.
That is correct.
All right. Keep going.
All right. What is the name of Marcy's first husband?
Steve.
That is correct.
Steve Rhodes.
300 points.
Yeah, Steve Rhodes. There you go. Well, let's keep going because that's the only one. This is the only one I got a shot at.
All right. What daytime talk show is Peg always sitting on the couch watching?
Motherfucker. I don't know. You lost me.
Alright. Tim?
I'm just going to throw out a guess. Say Oprah.
You got it.
Hey, alright. Take me to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones 100.
Alright. Game of Thrones is actually in the second round, guys.
Oh, I'm dumb. Game shows. My mistake. Game shows.
All right. Game shows?
Yes. Game shows for 100.
All right.
Boy.
For 100, what year did Drew Carey take over The Price is Right?
I have a feeling it was before I was born, Doug. I'll be honest with you. $19.99. I don't know.
Incorrect. Rick?
I want to say, 2006?
Incorrect. Close, but incorrect. Box?
Oh, that was way off.
2003?
Incorrect. It was 2007.
Oh.
I was way off then. All right. Oh, what am I thinking? Bob Barker exists. Okay, give me the Game Shows 200 then.
Okay. Who is the current host of Press Your Luck on ABC?
Oh God, when was the last time I saw this? I don't know. I don't know. I know it's a girl. I just can't think of her name.
Yeah. All right, Rick.
No idea.
Oxman.
Isn't it Jenny McCarthy?
Incorrect.
Okay.
She does look like Jenny McCarthy. It's actually Elizabeth Banks.
I guess 300 game shows.
Okay. How much money can a family win playing Fast Money on Family Feud?
Oh, I remember hearing this. $250. No, that's way too low. Whatever. Too late.
Incorrect. Rick?
God.
$10,000?
Incorrect. Box?
$20,000?
That is correct.
Okay. I was going to say 25 and I flubbed it.
I knew it was 10 or 20. I just couldn't remember which one it was.
It used to be 10.
Well, see, I was going back and forth between 20, 10 and 20. I was hoping one of you said 10 and it was going to be right or wrong, obviously. So. That worked out for me. Thank you. let's keep going with game shows. Obviously, I'm not going to get any more anywhere else.
All right, for 400 points back, who is the original host of the Match Game?
The Match Game. Oh, my God. I'm thinking of the dating game. I can't remember his name. I can't think of it.
All right.
You got me, Doug.
All right. Rick?
I don't even have to guess.
All right. Gene Rayburn.
Yeah.
Him.
I don't even think I was born at that time. But anyway.
I'm pretty sure Match Game was, it may have still been going in 75.
Yeah.
It started in the 60s, didn't it?
I think so, yeah. It was real popular though in the 70s.
Yeah, well, you know, 75, so when the 80s hit, I was 5. I don't really remember the show.
Yeah, that's a way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. it's still me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I keep going with game shows. What's it, the last one?
Yeah, for 500 points.
All right.
What other game show did Regis Philbin host besides Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't know.
Okay. Tim?
He hosted Million Dollar Password, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've got nowhere else to go but Married with Children, don't I?
There's got to be something else available. Hold on, let me look. No, I'm wrong. Yeah, it's the last, because Pokemon's done. Obviously, game show's done. Spider-Man's out. Yeah, it's one more question, I believe, left in Married with Children.
Well, then I guess that's what I'm stuck with. Let's go. All
right. In season 10, who played the role of Peg's father?
I don't know. Gary Busey. Who knows?
Incorrect. Rick?
If only.
Oh, my God. I know a lot about Mary Tolkien, but I don't know that.
All right.
No idea.
I don't know. Sam Kinison?
Incorrect. He played an angel in one of the earlier seasons, but right. No, the one that played Peg's father in season 10 was actually Tim Conway.
The one and only.
All right. That is the end of round one. Your scores are Tim in first place with 2,600. Boxman in second place with 2,300. And Rick yet to get on the board.
Oh.
But it's still anybody's game. As Rick and Boxman, you guys know that all too well from when you guys faced each other in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm trying to bring up any bad memories here, but... Okay. Your round two categories. Now, remember, in round two, points doubled. They go from 200 to 1,000 points. If you sweep a category, you get a 1,000-point bonus. Your round two categories are, unfortunately, Game of Thrones, Lethal Weapon, Disney animated movies, NCIS, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Tim, you're leading, so you get to have the first crack.
All right. Start me off with Disney 200.
All right. Here we are. All right. Tour. In the movie Aladdin, what color are Jafar's bird Iago's feathers?
Please. Mostly red bird, right? So, red?
That is correct for 200.
All right. Disney for 400.
Okay. In The Little Mermaid, what song did Sebastian sing to Ariel to try to discourage her from going on the surface?
Under the sea. Under the sea.
That is correct.
600.
In the movie The Lion King, what is the name of the hyena that doesn't talk?
That is correct for 600 points.
Dude. Disney 800.
In a Goofy movie, what singer does Max and Goofy dance on stage with?
Powerline.
That is correct for 800.
Ooh, oh, shit.
I'm going for the clean sweep, Doug. Give it to me.
All right. What is the name of the talking clock in Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, Cogsworth.
That is correct for 1,000 points.
Yes.
And you get the 1,000-point bonus.
Awesome. All right. I guess Game of Thrones next, 200.
Oh, boy. By the way, when I had each of you guys pick two categories that I thought you could sweep, the person that no-showed tonight is the one that picked Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Oh, of course.
I have never seen one episode.
I was going to say, I don't know nothing about Game of Thrones.
No.
I've seen things here and there just from friends, so I'll see how much that serves me.
Okay. All right, so for 200 points, Tim. What was the name of the prostitute Tyrion was involved with?
No idea.
All right. Rick?
No idea.
Box, should we even try?
Ferrari.
Incorrect. Her name was Shay.
Ooh, I was so close.
let's just rip this Band-Aid off. Game of Thrones 400.
Okay. All right, so for 400 points, what the fuck? Which Stark child did Jaime Lannister push off a ledge in episode 1?
Oh, I know his name. Oh, God. Bran.
That is correct.
Wasn't it? Yes. Okay. I know some things. I guess Game of Thrones 600.
Okay. Who was Joffrey marrying when he was poisoned?
I'm going to guess Daenerys because that's the only other girl I can think of right now.
Incorrect. Rick?
No idea.
All right, Max?
No, I won't. I won't.
Her name was Marjorie.
All right. I guess Game of Thrones 800.
Okay, how many seasons of Game of Thrones was there?
There were 8 seasons.
That is correct for 800 points.
Okay, and Game of Thrones 1000.
All right, who killed Lord Baelish?
I don't even know who that is. So I'm going to guess Tyrion because he's cool.
All right, incorrect. Rick?
I don't know. I'm going to say the butler did it with the candlestick in the dining room.
Good guess of mine.
That son right. of a bitch.
He took your answer, didn't he, Box?
Pretty much. But anyway, that's fine. I'm good. Nothing. No, no answer. Nothing.
All right. Arya Stark.
Oh.
All
no
right.
Clue.
All right.
Yeah. No clue. No clue.
All right. Let's get the hell out of this category.
Yes, please. Get me into TMNT for 200.
Okay. One of Boxman's top 5 favorite cartoons, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've got some tight competition, man, out of that.
Oh, no, it's been a long time since I've watched this, but keep going. Okay.
All right. For 200 points, which Ninja Turtle was always inventing stuff?
That was Leonardo.
Incorrect.
Frank? Okay.
Donatello?
Oh, he's on the board.
Oh. Thank God. If I got that wrong, knowing you, oh my God, I'd be in trouble.
I figured Da Vinci, I had to make a guess.
Let's just keep going with Ninja Turtles for 400.
Okay. What news channel did April work for?
Channel 4?
He had a good run, folks. Incorrect. All right. Box?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
All right, Tim?
I'm going to go for Channel 5 instead.
Incorrect. It was Channel 6.
That was my next guess.
All right, Rick, control falls back over to you.
Okay, Ninja Turtles for 600.
Okay, in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time, what country did the turtles travel back in time to?
Wasn't it China?
No! Oh! By the way, that would be a no.
oh, no. Damn it. All right.
All right, Bachman?
Japan?
All right, that is correct for 600 points.
What, really? Okay.
I mean, you got to figure with ninjas. That would have been my guess, too.
Yeah, kind of going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm thinking China.
All right, let's try to do a little damage control here. Lethal Weapon. Start with 200.
All right. Now, Fox, you know I was talking about the Lethal Weapon movies, right?
I figured either that or the actual weapons I'd be good at, too. You know me.
Yeah. All right. All right, for 200.
Okay.
What department did Lorna Cole work for in Lethal Weapon 3?
Lethal Weapon 3. Lorna, she's with IAB. Internal Affairs. I'm sorry. Yes, Internal Affairs. All right.
Correct. 200 points.
Go for 4.
Okay. What is the name of Murtaugh's oldest daughter?
Rhiann.
That is correct for 400.
Keep going.
In Lethal Weapon 2, what was protecting the South African drug dealers from being arrested?
Lethal Weapon 2, the drug that was protecting them from being arrested? Diplomatic immunity. Diplomatic immunity.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Let's try to keep going.
All right. Who played the role of Sergeant Lee Butters in Lethal Weapon 4?
Chris Rock.
That is correct for 800 points.
All right. Let's see if I can do it.
All right. Now, of course, it's a 1,000 or for it's a 1,000-point question, so of course it's going to be harder. In the Lethal Weapon TV series, who played the role of Roger Murtaugh?
Oh, you said the movies. Everyone heard him say the movies, right?
I forgot. I had a question on there.
My God. It wasn't Stifler, was it? I don't remember his fucking name, but it wasn't Stifler, was it?
No. Stifler played a guy that they just had to make up his name because they had to kill the guy that – or they had to kill off the guy that played Riggs.
Yeah, I watched like 2 episodes of that, and I just didn't care for it. So I have no clue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I only made it through 1. All right, Tim?
I've never seen anything from the TV show, so I have no idea.
All right. Rick?
I really don't think it's right, but Damon Wayans?
Rick, it's right.
Oh, wow. I think I may have seen, like, 1 episode in passing while my mother was watching it. Wow.
All right. I smell comeback.
Yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Did we finish off TMNC or no?
We did not.
Okay. The 1,000-point question, right?
I'll let you know once I flip back to it. we still have the 800 and the 1,000.
All right, let's do TMNT for 800.
All right, in Secret of the Ooze, what was the name of the company that developed the slime that mutated the turtles? All right, Rick, I got to count you down soon.
I know. I'm just going to throw a guess out there and say Intec. I don't know.
Incorrect. Box?
I don't know. I know one word of it, and that's all I can think of. And I don't want to say it, but I know one word of it, and that's all I can think of. So I'm done.
All right. Tim?
It's Techno something Industries, but I know that's not going to get me.
That was the word I knew too.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
I would have accepted just because that's all I wrote down was the abbreviation.
I can't even do that.
I would have accepted TGRI.
Okay. I don't know what the middle two are for, but.
Neither do I, and I just watched the movie the other day.
Fun.
All right, Rick.
All right, let's finish off TMNT for 1,000.
All right. Why this is the 1,000-point question, I have no idea. I just wrote it down. What weapon did Michelangelo use?
Nunchucks.
All right, that is correct.
Oh, thank God. You had me nervous for a second there.
I forgot that while I'm writing down that you got the question right, I should tell you that you got it right.
It might help, yeah.
God, who made me the host of this show?
I would assume you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we all know how good of a judge of character I am.
What were the other two other three categories? Two categories, whatever we got left.
All right, so
I think it's just empty.
I gotta go back and look and see if Disney animated movies have been.
Yeah, he cleared the whole thing and got the bonus. Rick did.
Yeah, I cleared it, didn't I?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did.
Yeah, Tim did.
Yeah. All right, Rick. The only thing that is left is NCIS.
Okay, let's do NCIS for 200 then.
All right, so for 200 points, what is the name of Gibbs' mentor that died in season 8?
Oh my God. I know this. I can't think of his name. Mike Franks.
That is correct for 200 points.
All right, let's do NCIS for 400.
Okay. Who played the role of Anthony DiNozzo Sr.?
Oh my God. Robert Wagner.
Correct for 400.
NCIS for 600.
Okay, how many times has Gibbs been married?
Four?
Correct.
NCIS for 800.
All right, who took over as Secretary of the Navy after Clayton Jarvis was killed in season 11?
Oh my God. I don't remember the name. I guess, yeah.
All right. Boxman.
Was that who Lauren Holly played?
No. This was way after Lauren Holly.
Okay. Hot. She's hot, though. But anyway, keep going.
All right. Okay. Kim, do you know the answer?
Nope.
All right. Couldn't the character's name is Sarah Porter. Which, by the way, she also had a role on the show Suits, and the last name of her character was actually Gibbs.
Oh,
how about that?
That's interesting.
Small world.
All right, Rick, here's the last question in NCIS for 1,000 points. In which season's finale did Ducky have a heart attack?
Oh my God. Season 8?
Incorrect. Not Tim. Boxman?
Season 12.
Incorrect. Now Tim.
Man, I was going to guess 12. season 15.
Incorrect. It was season 9. Okay.
I was going to say 9. Right, I thought that was super mean.
That concludes round 2. Your scores at the end of round 2 are Tim with 7,800.
Jesus.
He's in first place. In second place, we have Boxman with 4,900. And in third place, we have Rick with 3,600. Still anybody's game because we have Final Jeopardy now. And remember, in Final Jeopardy, you're each going to get your own question. And you can wager up to as many points as you have. Now, I am going to give you the final Jeopardy category, which is 80s hair bands.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Is either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah. Now, of the three of you, Boxman was the only one that
could comprehend music?
Yeah.
Was alive in the 80s.
Especially in that era because you were old, obviously you were born earlier than that. So your teenage years started in the 80s, and you hadn't started drinking yet. So,
right. I mean, I have started tonight, but that's fine. Keep going. I was only home for 15
wouldn't
minutes.
Expect, I wouldn't expect anything else.
because
that helps us deliver the same fine quality of shows as all of our other shows.
Yeah. I mean, I do still have my gun on my hip. But anyway, that's fine. I'll take that off later.
All right. Okay.
It's Texas, so, guys. Rick, it's Texas.
All right, Rick.
Hey,
you
didn't remember anything. That's all.
Rick, you're in last place. Therefore, you get first crack. Would you like question A, B, C, or D?
What?
Let's go C.
Okay. How many points would you like to wager? You could wager up to 3,600.
Let's do the whole 3,600.
Okay. All right. What did Kiss sing they were going to do all night and every day?
Rock and roll.
All right, yep, they were going to rock and roll all night, but what were they going to do every day?
Party, sorry.
All right, so rock and roll and party?
Yeah.
Okay. That is correct for 3,600 points.
Oh, that.
All right, that brings your total to 7,200.
Mm-hmm.
So just 600 behind Tim. But, you know, anything could change. Tim could get cocky.
Yes, I could.
But before we get to Tim, Foxman, would you like A, B, or D?
A, B, or D. Give me A.
Okay. How many points would you like to wager?
Let's just go all or nothing.
4,900.
Let's go all or nothing.
Okay, for 4,900 points, which 80s hair band is led by lead singer Bret Michaels?
Bret Michaels, that is Poison.
That is correct for 4,900 points. Now I'm just going to make sure I do the math right. here we go.
Okay.
All right,
that brings your total up to 9,800 points.
All right.
All right, Tim, you need 2,100 to win.
Well, I was hoping that he would get that wrong because I didn't have to wager anything.
I'm old.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm just going to go double or nothing, honestly. At this point, I win or I lose, so.
Okay.
And I'll go for D.
Okay. This 80s hair band has hit singles such as Pour Some Sugar on Me and Photograph.
Easy, easy. That's Def Leppard.
That is correct.
Yes.
Ah, very nice.
All right.
Yep.
So with a total of 15,600, Tim wins it.
Oof.
It got close there at the end.
It did, honestly. I was really afraid.
Congratulations, Tim. You move on to the final. You will be facing, of course, already in the final is John Neely, who won last Tuesday. This is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see who the other two people in advance are
going to
take
him down.
Yeah.
I know. I've already heard the trash talk.
It's happening. I'm going to message him right now and told him I won.
Hey, Doug, I have a question.
Sure.
Can we hear the one that the guy wasn't here for? Can we hear that question too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. This band has hit songs such as Wanted Dead or Alive. And living on a prayer.
Jesus, Bon fucking
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like fucking. If you've ever been in your mom's car, you've heard all these fucking songs a thousand times.
Okay. I grew up listening to this kind of stuff. It wasn't in my time, but my parents listened to it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah.
I'm that parent. I'm that parent now. That's how I know.
All right. So.
Thank you for having good taste in music.
Thank you.
All right. So Tim wins it. Now, Boxman and Rick, it was a heck of an effort. Rick, I thought you were going to pull out another upset.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
I think, Eric, do I owe you money now because Rick lost?
Do you? Why?
Or wait a minute. No, you bet on Boxman. So
was there side betting going on I wasn't aware of?
Yeah, I mean, was there a pool I didn't know about? I mean, we could have rigged this if it was a pool I didn't know about.
Money on me. Are you kidding?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I had money on you, Box.
What's the prize pool in this tournament?
But anyway, so we both
sorry,
won. I should have. Well, first of all, Tim should have been the heavy favorite anyway.
Hey.
But,
you already know.
Yeah. All right. So that concludes match number two of round number two in the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. Tim moves on. He moves one step closer to that $25 gift card. He will have to go through two other people. He will have to go through John Mealy and two other people in order to get there. And I let me tell you something, folks. I have been at game nights with both John and Tim when they've been competing against each other. It is not pretty.
We're getting vicious, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's on.
I mean, it's not as ugly as most 3-hour episodes of Raw, but it's pretty ugly. Which, all right.
I think I'd lose if it was Raw.
Yeah, don't worry. Raw will have nothing to do with this. All right. Box, would you like to plug your show one last time?
Yeah, I actually got to go watch Raw after this. So.
I'm sorry I reminded you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got to do it. That's all right. It's on DVR. I can fast forward to the shit I don't want to hear, but that's not a problem. So, yeah, Dirt Cheap Dudes, Mixlr.com/Dirt Cheap Dudes. We are on every Wednesday and Friday. Hold on, I lost my headphones there. Wednesday and Friday right after wrestling, so 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Me and Smark, last Friday we talked nothing but news, which I prefer. So maybe I just won't watch it and we can do that again. So catch us Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, I think just to give you a heads up, there's only one thing that I would say that is like worth watching on this episode of Raw, and it had to do with Retribution.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I didn't stay off Facebook or anything, so I saw some of it. You know what? Maybe I'll do the Hulu version. Hour and a half, boom, done.
Yeah. All right, but so make sure you listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes. They're good people. They keep you informed while also entertaining the shit out of you.
Oh, we try. We try.
Yeah. But Boxman, thank you. We're going to try to get a hold of you, I think, in a couple weeks for the cartoon countdown. Because I actually, if you're interested, I would actually like to have you on for that.
Yeah, let me know. I'll let you know if I'm available for it, depending on when you're doing it.
Yeah. And Boxman, that goes for you, too.
All right. I'm down. Let me know when.
I will. Yeah, it should be on October 25th. I know. As soon as I get – my goal is to get to 200 for this thing, or like 200 entries. And then once I do that, then I got to count all this stuff. I tried to hire a secretary, but I got told to fuck off too many times.
That can happen.
Hey, I tried to help. And I offer.
You were one of the people that told me to fuck off.
No, I didn't. I said, you need help.
Yeah, you didn't even ask me if I needed help. You just said you need help, and I figured that was just in general.
Oh. Okay.
Could have been talking about
your
mental
state. Help, Doug.
He could have been talking about your mental state, honestly. Let's be honest here, Doug. I mean,
yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everybody just stay tuned for the cartoon countdown, which is going to be in about it's going to be on October 25th. Tim, whenever you get a list compiled, just text it to me.
On its way soon, I promise.
All right, I believe you. Also, Friday night will be another episode of Fantasy Warfare, 8 o'clock Eastern time on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Also, listen to us on Sunday for the Top Tier podcast at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Same channel. Daniel, what are we doing for Top Tier on Sunday? All right, I guess we got to wait till Friday to find out. Yeah, but I was trying to break news here on this show. Make it exciting. Well, I'll go fuck myself. All right. All right, and then probably next week we'll do match number 3 of the second round. I'm hoping. All right, but again, thank you, Boxman. Thank you, Rick. Congratulations, Tim. We'll see you in the finals. Eric, as always, thank you.
Yep.
Of course. All right.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thank you for having us.
Bye, Boss. Bye, Tim. Bye, Kevin.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Eric, play the song.
Hold on.